So welcome to this 37th C3. Actually, Lindwurm was supposed to be doing this. That's probably one of the angels. This is the introduction, and I would like to welcome Kata, Puppe and Hulana. Wow, drum roll, joy, overflow. My gosh, the 37th Chaos Computer Communication Congress is opening now and here its gates. You get 100 points for that. Welcome. In the name of all the team, we are the ones to welcome you, but it's also important to mention all the good creatures in the background who are helping us in the background. So it's nice to see you all here in the Hall 1, but also out there, the ones who are streaming us. So, I'm wondering, did you actually just come here because you saw that there was a door open, or did you actually come here because you wanted to come to the introduction and you were curious about what was happening here? Because there was something about a presentation, and maybe you were expecting some ceremony, some frankincense maybe. But the next sentence actually says, breathe joy. And if I look at all these faces here, I can see so much joy and so much expectation that it's almost dazzling. And this joy just transports all the joy of all the people who have prepared this for this to become possible. And this is all sort of made possible by the joy of your hearts. And while we're at it, talking about hearts, I'm wearing this T-shirt that was the substitute for the Congress in the past 3 years when we couldn't meet in person. So at this point, I would like to thank the team who made it possible to host the Congress in the past 3 years online. So thank you very much for everyone who was involved in that.
Und es ist ja immer so ein Opening, weißt du, alle Leute, die schon mal hier waren, ihr wisst, was euch erwartet.
And an opening is always like, all the people who've already been here, they already know what to expect. So I'm preaching to the choir, I'm preaching to the converted who already have experienced everything. And it's just like throwing a happy pill and we're all throwing yabba-dabba-doo. But actually, today, this is also as an introduction for the people who are here for the first time and who are experiencing this for the first time. It's great to see you all. And please remember, this is a communication congress, so this is about communication. Talk to people. Where, if not here, are there people who understand what you actually care about, what you want to, what you enjoy talking about, and nobody will say this is not possible right now. You will meet a lot of new people and hopefully you will talk to a lot of new people, and this is just the beginning. And next time you come back, you will know even more people and you will just make lots of new friends. And please, let's hear the applause from the people who've already been here to just certify what I've just said. But hey, Hulana, what was your first congress like?
Well, that was at the 32nd Congress in 2015 in Hamburg too, and I heard about it in the podcast, but I didn't know anyone from the community and wasn't quite sure would I fit in. I'm kind of media student, and I just went. And fortunately, there were the chaos mentors whose job it is to welcome the new people and introduce them and show them the culture. And yeah, I got a super introduction, and I was shown a lot. So are there any chaos mentors in the room? Please show up if you are here. Ah, up there. Please wave. It's great that you're here. Qatar, what was your first Congress like? Well, that was, I think it was 15 years ago. That was at the BCC in Berlin. And in many ways, it was different. It was smaller. The party was different. And I was there with my homies from the working group against data retention, and we had an info desk under the stairs, and one brought a chain of lights from the Christmas tree and fairy lights, and they were feeling so great because we were the one people with fairy lights. Then that also has changed by now, and yes, well, data retention, telecommunications data retention has been abolished. Yay! Very nice. And when was your first Congress, Puppe? Well, it was in Berlin somewhere. I was totally flashed. I don't remember what year it was. But at the beginning, I was so nervous. I didn't know anyone. I didn't know how to behave. And I wasn't there because I was there because of net politics, not tech, really. And I didn't quite know how this community works. But that is how I got to know the hacker ethic. And that was a dream of a collection of ideas, guidelines, and that was really speaking to my heart. And talking about ethics, you could say everyone that is here today will form a kind of complex system in the next few days. There's a software and a hardware, and as it is with complex systems, I wouldn't recommend that you just wildly press buttons and see what happens. You could try it this way if you have a lot of time for cleaning up. But ideally, in a complex system, you perhaps should read the documentation or the manual. And the hacker ethics, you could say, is perhaps the documentation manual for the kind of operating system that keeps things running here. But who does read manuals? Well, a difficult question, but let's test. Who of you would be able to quote the 8 items from the hacker ethics of the Chaos Computer Clubs, at least summarize them correctly? Please wave if you think you can. Well, that's very few courageous people. Okay. We can cut this out later. So we have a solution. Because if manuals are hard to read, then you add pictures to them. And because that is my area of expertise, I've prepared something for you. So these are the 8 items in the hacker ethics, all illustrated in a loose kind of order. The first item we want to show you is hackers should be judged by their hacking, not bogus criteria such as degrees, age, race, or position. And briefly, all creatures welcome. That is our mantra. When I was younger, my mother once told me how it was when she started a new job. She wanted to know something. She came into an office where no one had seen them before. She opened the door, said hello, and the guy behind the computer gave her a short glance and said, "There." My mother looked at him and was kind of having a what the fuck moment. She repeated her question and again said, "There." And again, then he was pointing towards the corner. My mother looked at that corner and there was the bin. Because my mother is a woman with a Polish accent, he apparently thought that this was the new cleaner. But she happened to be the new database administrator. Well, You could say, you should know them by their fruits, or by their deeds. If you've used the hacker ethics, maybe this is something to keep in your mind, people that come here for the first time, because you don't have to fit a certain role model or role image. You don't have to wear a black hoodie to belong, and you don't have to be an administrator. You don't have to be capable of typing in commands at the command line or define yourselves by the speed of your typing. Therefore spend a lot of time being nervous at the computer. It's completely normal here to not be able to do something. Because you always have to imagine what we do here is we do not define ourselves by what we know, but by the interest. Not to know something is an opportunity, and it's a sign of curiosity, because use and define yourselves along those lines. What a great sentence. To not know something is not it's a drive for our curiosity. It's not a disadvantage. It's not a flaw. So, access to computers and anything which might teach you something about the way the world works should be unlimited and total. My grandmother always told me that knowledge is power. Well, there's a Polish version of that that'll spare you. But you have to say it's quite an easy kind of motto that was always correct. But in the context of progressing permeation of society with technology, this gets a new, completely new spin. Because at the technical level, you have to look at who actually has access to which kinds of systems that control our lives. If I want to understand a system in order to criticize and improve it, then I have to be able to look into it. A black box is not suited for that. So you can ask yourself, in which areas of society today are there black boxes, and where can we actually look in to improve things, to understand things and learn from them? Free software and open source is not just a legal nitpick. This is about power at its core. It's about degrees of freedom. The question, how much freedom do we have in the societies of tomorrow if there are no more areas that are not permeated by technology? And I'm sure that when I'm old, I will probably have a digital seeing aid. And if I cannot walk, I would be very happy to have a cyborg equipment to be still able to take a walk. But I would then please be able to control this technology and not be controlled by it. And there's another aspect. You can always ask, okay, what if in this perfect society that we might at some point live in, with everything being open source and free, who is then able to actually have this agency and use these freedoms in practice? So the SAT freedom includes that when 2020 many schools went into lockdown, not every family, every child had a laptop to follow the online, the remote lessons. Some families didn't have a computer at all. And this point of the hacker ethic, to me also, therefore means that please check your privileges and talk about something as like solidarity.
And that leads us over to the next point. Computers can change your life for the better. This is a very simple point. A lot of you have this symbiotic relationship to computers, and all of you, when you close your eyes, know one or two things where computers, IT's bits and bytes really made your life simpler and better and helped your lives. See, I, for example, have a sensor for blood sugar. This little tiny system, these few bits and bytes, and that improvement of the quality of life, that has brought to me, it always tells me my blood sugar levels and has substantially made my life more livable. Thank you so much to everybody who contributed to this. Things like this, we need to have open source so that everybody can use this freely. Which leads us over to yet again another point. All information should be free. Yes, so that's sort of a no-brainer. Every information should be free. While at the same time, you sort of have to remember the nuances in the background, as long as it's not personal data. If it's anything that's person-related data, it should be free. It's a no-brainer, and we don't really need to talk or think about it too much. Everybody who knows that we have something like Ask the State, which is a German website where you can make use of your Freedom of Information Act that we have here in Germany and ask things to the state, and makes this rather simply. The people from CCC in the 80s actually knew that already, and this is one of the things that they added to the hacker ethics. Use public data, protect private data. When I was a little child, I had this littering phase with regards to furniture and things like that. So there's like lots of interesting things that you can find there, like, you know, at these like littering grounds where you can drop your recycling. There were quite interesting, cool places where you can go and scavenge through them as children. So one day I came home in the city that I grew up in, and I came past the train station. There was this gigantic pile of technical things. So I approached it with caution, and there was some paper, large pile of paper. So I curiously took a piece of those sheets, so like a folder, and I opened it and looked into it. And I'm reading, and I'm reading. And I realized quite quickly that what I have here is a patient folder, a medical personal folder of someone that was obviously the resolution of a doctor's office. And all diagnoses were in that folder, the birth date. And based on the dates that were in there, a lot of people are probably still alive that were in that pile of piece of paper. I was a child, I couldn't really make much sense of it, but I did know at that point that this cannot be right. This cannot be how we put out or get rid of data like that. So if you have a little bit of technical understanding, every day is litter day. And the question is, what do I do when I find things like that? Do I go and dig into it? Do I try to use it and utilize it in some sort of way? Do I ask myself, what would I do in that situation? What would be the ethical thing to do? And I believe that curiosity is first of all, very healthy to have, and it's very important. Without curiosity, none of us would be here. We would not be the community that we are. And it's something that's absolutely brilliant. But at the same time, when we reach moments like that, our curiosity needs to be constrained when the private life of a person is being breached or invaded. This aspect of free data that's lying around readily available was the second add-on from the CCC to the hacker ethics. Don't mess around in other people's data. Don't litter in other people's data. And this point seems to be like it's fallen out of time a little bit, but at the same time, couldn't we read this as show respect to each other and for have respect for one another? And not everybody knows technically as much as we all do. And when we do find data lying around, we shouldn't abuse our findings, but rather deal with it responsibly and responsibly disclose when we find things like that. It's very simple. Who doesn't know the sentence, what you do not like to be done to yourself, do not do to others? It's a very simple guiding principle It's a bit like digital love of the next kind. Love thy neighbor. Mistrust authorities. Promote decentralization. Once upon a time, there was a social network that I liked to frequent. It played a rather large role in the politics, in diverse set of protests against data retention or net limitation, and then there was the evil billionaire who bought it, and since then it has been turned into a gross and disgusting swamp. I think we all know who I'm talking about. I don't even need to mention the name. The example really shows that we cannot rely on state and economy to solve the problems for us. And I believe it's not a very good idea to wait if we can find a good business model for all problems that we have. I don't believe that everything should be a business model. One question.
Eine Frage, wer von euch ist bei einem dezentralen sozialen Netzwerk auf Basis freier Software?
Who of you signed up to a decentralized network?
Nicht
schlecht. Okay, quite a few people, not bad.
Ja, und ich finde das was ihr hier gesehen habt, ne? Also
what you've seen here, if I look around.
Hier kommen Leute zusammen, die nicht nur ähnlich denken.
This is where people come together who don't only have a similar mindset, but this is where people come together who also act according to that.
Ich finde es unglaublich stark, dass wir in dieser Community eben nicht nur sagen, oh, das ist schlimm und
and I think it's great that we're not only whinging how bad everything is, but
sondern dass wir sagen, wenn keiner was macht, müssen wir die Utopie, in der wir zukünftig leben wollen.
We're saying if nobody else does anything about it, we will have to create the utopia that we want to live in ourselves.
Ja, und wo wir bei Dezentralität sind, wie dieser ganze
Decentralization,
Kongress
I think the whole Congress
also, ja
here,
gelebte Dezentralität auf Extreme.
Also, decentralization alles put into
Sachen
practice
selbst organisiert.
Because
das ist einfach mal
organizing everything ourselves, it's incredible how the teams are just finding themselves and
es ist hier einfach selbst organisiert
how
und so
self-organized this is and that's how this adventure comes about.
Denn eine Sache, was wir hier eigentlich machen, ist wirklich so gelebte Agilität, würde man im Business-Sprech machen.
We would actually, if this was Business-Speak, we would say we were putting agility into practice.
Weil hier habe ich das schon lernen können, noch bevor das in irgendwelchen Konzernen irgendwie mal versucht wurde. Hier konnte man es atmen und es ist deshalb so toll.
This is the place where you can actually experience that kind of thing. And it's great to do everything at eye level with each other. We're all equal here.
Ja, und man muss sagen, es gibt ja noch einen weiteren Punkt der Hack-Ethik.
Oh, actually, well, there's another point about the hacker's ethic. And what Mojana does here, that's also part of the ethics.
Und zwar, du kannst mit einem Computer Kunst und Schönheit erschaffen.
And that is that you can actually create art and beauty on a computer.
Wir haben viele super coole Sachen gemacht. Blinken Lines ganz oben ist zum Beispiel ein Kunstprojekt, das Anfang der 2000er Jahre.
So, for example, there are art projects like this one that was formed in the early 2000s.
Das ist echt der Hammer.
It's great.
Wir haben einen eigenen Chor.
We have our own choir.
Der hier ist super hoch. Und das ist total faszinierend, weil man alles mit alten Bahnanzeigetafeln, leeren Mathekästen oder Ähnlichem machen kann.
It's fascinating what you can do with all kinds of objects.
Denn Ich habe ja da auch wirklich zwei Herzen in der Brust und dass hier langsam so Art und Beauty
I'm in
mit
two
dem
minds
anderen alles
about
so
this.
Zusammenwächst, ist für mich einfach eine Freude, weil es natürlich
There are so many things coming together.
Darum Mulana erstmal herzlichen
so,
Dank.
So, thank you so much, Mulana.
Wir diese Kathedralen von diesen
We had those cathedrals of those high priestesses.
Was ist denn jetzt das hier so als Kirchenkathedralenfenster, damit wir auch irgendwie, ja, ich sag mal so ein Gebäude haben, wo wir zur Erhebung
going to see this in a cathedral?
Auch entsprechend irgendwie pilgern können.
So we can
gehört,
pilger,
es gebe da
make a pilgrimage there.
Kirchen günstig zu kaufen.
Well, maybe it will be for sale soon.
Aber no pressure. Also, ich denke, wir haben eine gemeinsame Vision.
I think we have a vision
also
in common.
Noch im Alpha-Stadium, diese Zeichnungen hier. Ich eröffne hiermit.
Well, these drawings are still in the Alpha Stadium.
Lass uns gemeinsam an diesen Bildern weiterarbeiten.
But let's continue working on these
das heißt,
together.
Wenn ihr auf dem Kongress irgendwo begegnet, erzähl mir gern, was unbedingt
so if I bump into you during the Congress, please let's talk about this project. If you have any ideas, if you want to contribute, and if you want to tell me how computers improve your life, I'm happy to hear about it.
Ja, und damit muss ich sagen, die Nachhilfestunde ist jetzt, kommt jetzt langsam Richtung Ende. Ich hoffe, ihr habt alle etwas mitgenommen.
So, this little tutoring session is coming to an end.
Das war sozusagen das Betriebssystem.
This
und
was
Teil,
the software part.
Noch eine Hardware.
We also
und
have a hardware part.
Im Rahmen einer fundierten Langzeituntersuchung mit tausenden
so,
mehr oder minder freiwilligen Teilnehmenden haben wir eine
so we did a long-term study and we have
hier möglichst lange am Laufen halten.
Found a formula
lautet
to how you can get going for a long time. It's 6-2-1, 6 hours of sleep, 2 meals and 1 shower.
Das war nicht über den konkreten kompletten Kongress
and that's
verteilt.
Not during the whole Congress, but it's actually every day.
Ihr ahnt schon, bitte einmal am Tag das Ganze wiederholen.
Please do it once a day, not only once during the Congress. And
ja,
please wash your hands. That's
da
also a good
ja
idea, because there was something about
und,
a pandemic there. And so maybe
und Rücksicht.
Please
es gibt hier
be
Menschen, die
careful.
Eine Maske und wir also wir empfehlen
Some people
wirklich,
wear a mask,
euch
and we would recommend strongly that you test yourselves. There's also a testing station at the entrance, so you can get a free test there. And obviously, if you feel sick, please test yourselves and maybe don't even come here, because you want to know what you have before coming here. If you have any medical questions, you can go to the set, and there are some angels there who can help you.
Ja, und wo wir gerade bei Engel sind, man
While
muss sich
at it, angels,
freiwilligen Helferin, das sind
those
Menschen,
volunteers,
die haben
people
ein Ticket gekauft,
who got a ticket,
um auf so einen Kongress zu gehen,
paid for a ticket to come to a congress like this,
arbeiten.
And then they voluntarily
also ist ja
help
so, völlig,
by working
ideal.
Here.
Als Veranstalter
it's really
ideal, muss man sagen.
Strange.
Ja, und das ist ja eben auch nicht nur jetzt irgendwie während dieser wilden 5 Tage, die wir haben, sondern im Vorfeld, auch im Nachgang. Und ja, das ist eigentlich diese
So, and that's not just for these 5 days, but before and after, and that's what makes this whole thing a kind of dream. And why do we do this? Because we all work, are working on that dream, because we can all get involved. And that is, as we said, a dream put into life, and we are shaping the world as we would like to have it. And at this stage, please don't, let's not have the business hear this, but let's say we have a purpose. We do have a purpose. Because they learn how they can use purpose to manipulate people into work. And I have resolved to always try a new kind of angel shift every Congress. There are so many kinds of things that you can do if you've registered as an angel. So you can have the entrance checks, or you can have all these various operation centers. And there are some where you need to be introduced into. I'll try them out. And yeah, you get these great badges too. And I should show you this now. The embarrassing thing about these badges is when I became an angel for the first time, I felt like I had a VIP pass to a festival, because I was always leaving it hanging out, and I said, okay, I'm getting involved, great, I'm going to be shaping this. But yes, I think this Paris is a great thing, so use this opportunity, register as an angel and help out, because if you go back home and then are able to say, wow, this was our Congress and I contributed this tiny bit, isn't that so much better feeling, because you then are the organizer. Great. Okay, I have another one. At this point, since we're talking about altruism and things like that, I would really very much like to thank those present that when they chose their ticket, consciously said, we are going to use a supporter ticket, we're going to pay some extra to enable others who are not so well off to take part and put this on a larger footing. And that is a very just maybe form of redistribution. Well, you have to start somewhere at least. So you showed your solidarity. Thank you. And apart from that, very importantly, this whole thing regarding videos and photos, and the rule is very simple. Unless you are able to ask everyone who would appear on a video and photo beforehand if they are happy with appearing on this photo, then please do not take that video or photo in the first place. Asking is free. You can ask, can I take a photo of this device here, please? That could be a start to a beautiful conversation, actually, about a device, about an installation of art. So push yourselves to asking and keep yourselves from using that smartphone, perhaps. Leave it in your pocket. And let me call them service announcements. The first one is simply within the CCH, this area, smoking is prohibited. And that's not because we say smoking is evil or smoking is good. It's about insurance aspects, fire security. Everyone who wants to smoke, you're welcome to do this outside. We have the terraces, we have these designated areas. So please keep that in mind. We do not want, as organizers, to be responsible for a situation where we cannot return, because we love Hamburg too much. And this also applies to vapes, let me add, please. Another service announcement. We had one important item when we talked about what do we want to judge people by. And it explicitly said, do not judge them by their origins. And that means we are from an intergalactic community. We are, so to say, part of a whole. And we do not want to see flags of individual nation states, please. I'm so happy that we as a community have been able to get together again, because if I look outside of our beautiful, colorful spaceship, then I'm seeing so many things that could be patched and should be patched. And sadly, it has to be said, the state of the world is not good. The world is burning. The climate crisis is advancing. So many countries are taken over by right-wing ideologies. And what we all need in here is a bit of hope and a space where we can get the hope and the strength to work against that. It's not about having fun at the device. It's about how we use technology to create a better world for others, our utopia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dana, viel Spaß auf dem Kongress.
Have fun at the Congress and happy hacking.
Und lasst uns diese gemeinsame Utopie zusammennehmen.
Now and in these days, shape this utopia, this shared ideal, and take it with you and get it out into the world. That is very important. I would say the 32nd C3 is hereby officially opened.
Achievement unlocked.